Now, a cycling revolution is also in the air for Londoners, apparently. Two routes in London are going to be launched in July, with 10 more scheduled by 2015. Away from the usual back streets, these super highways, as they're being labelled, are routed all along the main roads around the capital. Already blue patches are appearing. Well, our reporter Catherine Carr has this morning gone out to test one of the new routes.
I found my first patch. It's outside Stockwell Tube Station and down a bit, south a bit. Oh, and I found some cyclists as well. Let's go and see what they think about it. They're wearing charity t-shirts. Have you noticed the cycle lane that you've come onto?
We're just hoping for the... Well, we're riding in the bus lanes, that's what we think.
What about this blue bit that you're on?
Is that a cycle lane, is it?
Yeah.
No, we didn't know that.
I go and visit friends in Cologne in Germany, and it's just cycling heaven there. They have dedicated cycleways. And I've often thought, how could we achieve it here? But the way that we have our pavements and roads would mean borrowing a bit of a road and a bit of the pavement, and it would be a huge... And because I think we have bus lanes in a different way than they have bus lanes, so...
Not enough room on the road.
Well, not enough room on the road, and I... But there has to be a way around it. There just has to.
Catherine Carr reporting. Well, Nigel Hardy is in charge of the Cycle Superhighways project for Transport for London. Nigel, how are these blue lanes going to be any different from the green ones? Clearly, a lot of people haven't noticed the difference.
Oh, well, good afternoon. And yes, absolutely, they are going to be very different and a huge benefit along these popular commuter cycling routes into London.
You see, some people say you've just painted the same things blue.
Well, there will be a highly visible, clear blue lane, road signs and road markings, and these are a very important feature of the routes. They tell cyclists clearly where they should be in the road, and they send a clear signal to general traffic to expect high volumes of cyclists along these routes. But we're also doing so much more than that. We're putting the blue surface through junctions. That's the first time we've tried this in London. We're using advanced stop lines, introducing those at many junctions for the first time to allow cyclists to get in front of the traffic, and doing many other things like realigning traffic and bus lanes and redesigning some of the key junctions.
Let me bring in Chris Peck of CTC. That's the UK's National Cycling Organisation. So what do you think about this?
Well, we supported in principle the idea that you should make the busiest roads acceptable and suitable for cycling. Unfortunately, Transport for London aren't really paying much attention to the details, which makes a big busy road more attractive to cycling on. They're just putting a minimum of 1.5 metre strip along the side. They could be much more radical. They could be slowing down speeds. They could be reducing overall volumes of traffic. They could be redesigning junctions. They are redesigning a few junctions, but it could be much, much more radical.